healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Two American aircraft carriers will join a third already in the Mideast in what could be a buildup for a wider war, or could dissuade Israel and Iran from continuing their war.
Essentially, you're having now a really large military presence. Remember, there's already 40,000 U.S. military personnel in the Middle East, and by adding two aircraft carriers, that's another 10,000 more.
ABC's Louis Martinez, who covers the Pentagon here on the ABC podcast Start Here, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is using diplomatic channels to tell Iran that the U.S. is willing to have direct talks. Triple-digit heat is expected in Denver, Minneapolis, and across the upper Midwest. New York and Philadelphia will be sizzling on Monday with real feels above 100, maybe into Wednesday. Welcome to summer. The solstice arriving at 10:42 Eastern tonight, the most daylight of any day. This is ABC News. London police say they have video of Grammy-winning singer Chris Brown and an associate beating a music producer with a bottle in a nightclub 2 years ago. This morning, Brown pleading not guilty to what investigators say was an unprovoked attack. Coincidentally, he is playing this weekend in London. Tourists in Acapulco are venturing back out after a powerful hurricane. Only a few shops and restaurants are open. A one-year-old boy drowned in a swollen river. A 15-year-old boy struck by lightning while leaning on a tree in New York Central Park has second-degree burns and expects to make a full recovery. The NBA playoffs have come down to one last game.
And Indiana, in a rout, wins Game 6, and the best two words in sport, we'll have a Game 7.
Or is that five words? Anyway, the call there on ESPN Radio, Pacers lighting up the Thunder, 108-91, Game 7 Sunday, the first Game 7 since 2016. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
At the Creative Outlet, we sell beautiful, detailed, handmade greeting cards for many different occasions. 6 days a week, you can come in and pick out a thoughtful card to brighten someone's day when they open their mail. We are the Creative Outlet, open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5 on Court Street in Richland Center, bringing you the option to shop one-of-a-kind handmade gifts all year round.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living, it's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul, so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure. It's a celebration 40 years in the making. Muscadet Mini Mart is turning 40, and you're invited. Join the fun this Friday, June 20th from 11 until 2. There'll be kids' bounce houses, ice cream treats, free brats and hot dogs, and exciting giveaways. And don't miss your chance to celebrate Kathy's retirement. Come and enjoy her smile and wish her the very best as she starts a brand new chapter. It's all happening at Muscadet Mini Mart, where friends, family, and community come together in Muscadet. Don't miss the 40th anniversary celebration Friday. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Luke 18:27. One father wrote, "When our children were very young, most cars didn't have seat belts. Children were advised continually by their parents to stay in your seats and stay away from the doors. My wife was driving to my parents' home on Elk River Road. At that time, there was no overpass at the Highway 101 and Elk River crossing. As she made the turn into the northbound traffic lane, the rear right door came open and our 5-year-old daughter fell out into oncoming traffic. Immediately, my wife found a white spot in the road and stopped, expecting to see the worst possible tragedy. Instead, she looked in wonderment. Our little girl had jumped up uninjured and was running toward my wife, exclaiming, "Why you fall me out?" Perhaps a rebuke for not staying in her seat was in order, but all my wife could do was hold our little girl and praise God for his protection. You too can thank God for his protecting hand, and you can know with utmost assurance that all things are possible with God.
Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're seeing some showers and thunderstorms build into the region right now. These will keep us kind of wet at times throughout the morning, so plan on that. Then turning fairly warm this afternoon with some peaks of sun developing later. Of course, the big story for the weekend across much of the middle of the country is going to be some intense heat and humidity as a large ridge in the upper atmosphere pushes the jet stream well north into Canada. This will certainly be our hottest weather of the season so far, with heat indices climbing up into the 100s during the afternoons and only dropping to near 80 at night. Definitely take it easy. Stay in the air conditioning and shade when you can, and be sure to drink plenty of extra water. Check on your pets and livestock that they have plenty of ventilation and water and shade, and check on your neighbors as well. We will see a cool front settle in by later Monday. That could bring some showers and storms back to the region. In fact, that front is going to stall out near us and keep us unsettled for most of next week. We'll definitely have to keep an eye on the heavy rain threat. Forecast for today, periods of showers and storms through the late morning. Some sun possible later, warm and humid, with a high near 83. Southwest to south wind 8 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and sticky with a low of 71. Tomorrow, some patchy clouds early, then mostly sunny, breezy, hot, and very muggy. High near 95. South to southwest wind 15 to 25. Again, a heat advisory out there from noon Saturday through 9 p.m. Sunday in Vernon, Richland, Crawford, Grant counties, and noon Saturday through 7 p.m. Monday in Iowa and Sauk counties. For Sunday, looks like another steamy day with lots of sunshine and gusty winds, high of 95. Monday, continued hot and humid, high 89. Scattered thunderstorms by the afternoon. Tuesday through Thursday will feature off and on showers and storms, heavy rain possible, highs generally in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently it is 64 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 86. We picked up 7/100ths of an inch of rain early on this morning. The record high for June 20th came back in that dry summer of 1988, 105 degrees. Record low, 37 in 1963. Last year's high was 71 and the low, 63. Sunset will occur at 8:45 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:21. Coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, the winds have picked up a little bit, 1 to 2 miles per hour from the east. Barometer is at 30.02. And again, 7/100ths of an inch of rain this morning. Right now, it is 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, sponsored today by Hillsboro Equipment, also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look back at some all-conference news from the area's spring sports season and details on a nice Brewer win over the Cubs last night. Plus, Mike Clemens checks in with a look at statewide sports as well during the next few minutes here on WRCO.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
The SWAL All-Conference softball teams have been announced this week. Cuba City and Mineral Point both went 13-1. Fenimore and Iowa Grant both 9-5. Southwestern was 6-8. Riverdale 4-10. Darlington 2-12. And Boscobel 0-14. First team All-Conference softball players from Cuba City. Six players: Peyton Guile, Josie Cruiser, Ella Vosberg, Addie Schaff, Summer Rogers, and Brooklyn Dressler. Fenimore's Kehana Fearer and Jessa Brott, along with Kylie Cole. From Iowa Grant, first team members Lakin Holman, Casey Lindner, and Carly Shores. From Mineral Point, Maddie Cabot, Jaden Schultz, Austie Kinch, and Tinley Bachup, along with Allie Baller. And from Riverdale, Macy McKay, a junior, makes the first team all-conference. The honorable mention softball players from the SWAL, Cuba City's A. Kayla Nolan, Darlington's Lila Norgard, Fenimore's Kylie Mum and Campbell Fitzgerald, Iowa Grant's Pajessa Baker and Emery Raymanap, and from Middle Point, Ava Ingwell, from Southwestern, Lauren Keller and Haley Brandt. The Player of the Year, Peyton Guile of Cuba City, and the Coach of the Year, Megan Rogeman of Cuba City. Mineral Point went the farthest of any of the teams in the tournament, losing in this year's WIAA State Softball Tournament. At the state baseball tournament yesterday, four champions were crowned. Johnson Creek won Division 4 with a 5-0 victory against Pacelli. In Division 3, Kenosha St. Joseph won against Kewaunee 3-2. New Berlin Eisenhower was a 5-4 winner over Seymour to take the Division 2 crown. And Division 1 was won by Muskego 5-4. That capped off the high school baseball season this year at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. The WIAA State Girls Soccer Tournament is underway in Milwaukee. Muskego won a Division I semifinal yesterday 3-0 over Kimberly. Arrowhead and Madison West tied at 3 in an exciting match that Madison West eventually won by shootout 6-5. And in Division IV action yesterday, Xavier was a 1-0 winner over Lake Country Lutheran. And how about this score? Washburn and Ozaukee Random Lake tied at 1. And Ozaukee Random Lake won a shootout 7-6 to advance into the next level of playoff action at the State Girls Soccer Tournament. Hometown in baseball last night, it was Mazamani getting the victory against Dodgeville. That final was 10-4, and Sauk Prairie over Arena. Final score there of 3-2. Now, lots of home talent games are going on this weekend in the northern section. On Saturday, Cazenovia will be at Sauk Prairie. That's a 6 o'clock first pitch time tomorrow night. Black Earth at Wanakee, Middleton at Cross Plains, and Reedsburg at Mazamani, all coming up tomorrow night. On Sunday in the northern section, Cazenovia plays at Cross Plains, Reedsburg at Ashton, and Sauk Prairie at Wanakee. And in the western section, Belleville is playing at Wyota, Blanchardville at Arena, Hollandale plays at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Ridgeway at Argyle, Schulzburg Benton at Verona, and Muscadet at Dodgeville. That's our next featured game coming up on Sunday as the Mudcats take on the Dodgeville Knights, and we'll have it for you on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time 12:45 on Sunday. Well, the Brewers earned a series split behind three home runs on Thursday afternoon in Chicago, 8-7. Isaac Collins went deep with two on board. Caleb Durbin had a two-run shot, and nobody was on when Reese Hoskins hit his 11th home run. The Cubs nearly wiped out a five-run Milwaukee lead, but Trevor Miguel locked down things in the ninth inning. Starter Freddy Peralta got his seventh win. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski starts the opener of weekend series against Minnesota this evening. Lots of great action in the majors from yesterday. That game was a wild one in the Windy City. Also in the National League, Washington slipped by Colorado 4-3, Philadelphia 2, and Miami 1, Atlanta 7-1 over the Mets, and San Diego beat the Dodgers 5-3. In the American League, the Yankees 7, the Angels 3, Kansas City 4-1 over Texas, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 4-1, the Athletics 6, and Houston 4. Interleague play, Detroit 9-2 over Pittsburgh, Minnesota 12-5 over Cincinnati. St. Louis beat the White Sox 5-4, Arizona 9, Toronto 5, San Francisco 2-1 over Cleveland, St. Louis 8, the White Sox 6, and Pittsburgh was a winner over Detroit 8-4 in Major League Baseball. The resilient Indiana Pacers sent the NBA Finals to a winner-take-all Game 7 by rolling past the Oklahoma City Thunder last night, 108-91. That forces a Game 7 in the NBA Finals, the first one since 2016. Game 7 is coming up Sunday night. It will be played in Oklahoma City. In other NBA news, Bucks veteran Bobby Portis says he's always been a team-first guy, but it's time to take care of himself. Portis says he would love to return to Milwaukee, but he wants to be compensated fairly. The 30-year-old points out that he has signed many team-friendly contracts in the past. He has a $13 million option for next season, but he isn't expected to use it. Portis averaged 14 points and almost 8.5 rebounds a game last season for the Bucks. The schedule shows the Packers will hold fewer training camp practices this summer. The first of those 14 practices is on the calendar to start at 10:30 on Wednesday, July 23rd. Last summer, Green Bay held 16 practices at camp. The annual family night practice at Lambeau Field is set for Saturday, August 2nd, and the Packers will hold a joint practice at home Thursday, August 21st, against the Seattle Seahawks. That will also be the final practice of training camp. Marquette sophomore Royce Parham won't be chosen to take on the final roster spot for USA Basketball, playing in the FIBA U19 Men's World Cup. The competition takes place from June 28th through July 6th in Switzerland. Parham took part in the Colorado Springs tryouts this month. He made the first cut, but wasn't one of the 15 finalists chosen on Thursday. That's an update on sports this morning, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters and our sports sponsors. This is Phil Nee saying have a great day. We have Mike Clemens and more updates coming up.
Today, small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mike Clemens joins us on a Friday from WRCO Radio. Hey, an exciting NBA Finals. The Pacers picked up the win last night, Mike.
Yeah, I just got up from my nap watching the game, though. Yeah, the Pacers just came out, Thunder a little early lead, and then the Pacers just throttled them to the point where at the end of the third quarter, Indianapolis was up by 30 points, and Tyrese Halliburton, who was out there with that strained right calf muscle, was able to get some rest. And the Pacers won Game 6, 108-91. So now it's tied at three games apiece. Game 7 is 7 o'clock on Sunday night on ABC. And that Halliburton kid is really impressive, man. As a spokesperson for the team, 25-year-old, I mean, the NBA has got themselves a new leader in the league.
The Brewers with a win over the Cubs yesterday. That was a wild one.
It was. Cubs got on board first. Brewers came back. They had some home runs by Reese Hoskins. Let's see who else had been one. It was a Frelick. Mm-hmm. Isaac Collins. No, it's Caleb Durbin and Isaac Collins all had home runs. The wind was blowing out at Wrigley yesterday, Phil. And Freddie Peralta settled down. And then you had Trevor McGill come in at the end of the closer. And you could clearly see he's throwing some strikes, and the home plate ump is calling them balls. And, Pat Murphy just got crazy. Somehow he didn't get thrown out of the game, but he was yelling from the dugout, that's wrong. And those weren't the words he was using. But they were able to get a double play off there in the bottom of the ninth, and they beat the Cubbies yesterday. I think the final was 8-5 in that one. So they split that series because it got rained out on Wednesday night. They're going to be up in Minneapolis tonight. Hey, you know, we've paid so much tribute to Bob Uecker and what a great baseball announcer he was, and not to mention funny, right? That Pat Hughes is pretty good, too. Oh, I was listening to Pat Hughes down in Chicago, who worked with Bob for about 12 years before he got the Cubs gig, and he had some pretty funny things to say. He said, Ron, coming up next, the Brewers for their pitcher is going to be Jacob Mizorowski. Did I say Jacob right? He's pretty funny guy to listen to.
Yes, so. He is. Yeah.
So they're going to be in Minneapolis tonight at Target Field taking on the Twins, and it'll be the Mizorowski, this 24-year-old kid that can throw the ball 103 miles an hour against the veteran Joe Ryan from the Twins.
Was there a story about a Cubs fan who did some crazy thing yesterday?
Yeah, Sal Frelick swung the bat and let it go, and it got stuck way up in the net behind home plate, actually about the spot where the guy, the on-deck circle, right? And so the bat's just hanging up there. Well, there's this slender, kind of good-looking man in his 20s, I'd say, with Ray-Ban glasses. He started climbing the net that safety net like Spider-Man, you know, and got up to the top of the net and pulled that bat out as a souvenir. So when he came down, you know, the ushers and officials said, "Well, you know, hand the bat back over, sir." Yeah, but people were so amazed that this guy was able to do that so quickly. I guess he had done it once before. That at the end of the game, Sal Frelick pulled a bat and autographed it and said, "Hey, nice climb, Sal Frelick," and he got a souvenir.
Oh, that's awesome.
From the ball player. Pretty cool. So, that's making like national headlines this morning.
Well, I know you had a long interview with the new incoming president, Ed Policy of the Packers. How did that go, Mike?
Well, it's interesting. It's regime change time. And I, 2 years ago when Mark Murphy announced that, hey, you know what, I'm by rules, of course, I have to retire at the age of 70. And I'm 68 right now. And I knew of Ed because somebody told me about 4 or 5 years ago, watch this guy. This is the protege. This is going to be the next guy here. Oh, really? And so then you start looking it up, and his father was Carmen Policy. Carmen Policy was the president of the 49ers in the 80s and early 90s when they were winning Super Bowls. And then later, when the Browns left for Baltimore and became the Ravens, he's actually an Ohio guy. Ed was born in Youngstown, Ohio. Sort of like Bud Selig, Carmen Policy was the guy that helped bring a new Browns team to Cleveland. So he was their first president and CEO back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And so Ed Policy, your new Packers president and CEO, he's grown up around football, as opposed to Mark Murphy, who played football for the then Washington Redskins and won a couple of Super Bowls with Joe Gibb. And both men are attorneys. And I found that to be very interesting because, you know, it, not only is that helpful as reading player contracts, but doing the building contracts. And Ed Policy, when you see all those buildings, if you go to Green Bay at Titletown, that was Ed Policy's work. You know, I mean, Mark Murphy had the vision, but Ed Policy was getting that stuff done on the ground. And so I said to him, wow, you've built up Titletown. You've now built a new football operations building. I moved all the coaches and players and Brian Gutekunst and the scouts into one giant building with underground parking. Now they're completely remodeling the Packers locker room after 20 years or so, and it's going to be very modern. I said, and then the draft. You guys pulled off the NFL draft. So what's the next big thing? And he said in a statement to me, he goes, winning football games, keeping the Packers in Green Bay, and, reinvesting in the community. And people heard that quote about, keeping the Packers in Green Bay, and everyone went, what?
Right.
what does that mean? And I said, you got to understand, if you're the mayor of your town, what you should be telling your people in the office is, the number one important thing we do is, and they're going to say, what, crime, education? No, clean drinking water. You don't want to screw up clean drinking water. And so Ed Policy, for him to say, keeping this team here, that's really probably the bottom line. You have to raise the revenue, and you have to do what it takes to keep that team there, because you never know. You're in a league with a bunch. If you got some 35-year-old billionaire who just says, hey, let's do things differently. We need to expand. Let's make it the Germany Packers, right? We could put them in Munich or Berlin. The G could stand for Germany, because we want to expand this league to Europe. Why are we still in Green Bay? I mean, crazier things have happened. Like the Lakers just going for $10 billion. Crazier things have happened. So when you hear that statement, I think that's actually a pretty sharp thing for the guy to say. Also, some people are saying it's a little dig at the city of Green Bay, because you remember that little story they had earlier this year about the lease agreement that they have, with the stadium and the grounds there with the city?
Yeah, right.
And they didn't extend it. It's like it goes to like 2030 right now or something. But that's probably what he's basically saying is that's the next thing I have to take care of, is securing that we're going to be here on our terms.
Right. Well, I guess anything is possible. You know, now that you break it down, it makes sense. When I first read that, I'm like, that's probably the only pro team that wouldn't move because it's owned by the public, but I'm probably way off base on that.
Well, you know, I don't, it's a league, right? I mean, when he said it, I thought, well, that's sort of something that Bob Harlan used to say, not so much Mark Murphy, but Bob Harlan, you know, he had to change the thinking. It was such an old school operation when they had, you know, Judge Perrins in there and Dominic before that. The board of directors ran it. One of the biggest changes that happened under Mark Murphy's 17 years is the board became a rubber stamp operation, really. You know, they used to sweat what the board was going to say. Now they've been able to outperform so well and come up with these revenue streams. The way they put the board together, it's sort of a rubber stamp operation. Ed Policy will be running the Packers, but you're still in a league, and you know who knows? Crazier things have happened, and that's what it is trying to say to you is that's what I have to prepare for if I'm going to have this job for the next 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anything else you'd like to add today, Mike? Looking forward to anything else this weekend.
Well, just we got the Brewers with the Twins this weekend, and then next week I had to make the hard decision was it be to cover the Brewers game. Now I'm going to be downtown at the NBA draft because even though the Bucks just have a second-round pick, to me it's like, no, yeah, I got to go to that because this will probably be our first opportunity since the end of the season for John Horst to talk, for Doc Rivers to talk, and maybe even Wes Edens. And, you know, take a pulse and find out, well, what do they think about the Giannis story? Because, man, you know, ESPN's been hitting that hard again this week. Like, here's eight different scenarios where Giannis could go. And so, and there was that thing, that NFL, that NBA combine in Chicago, which they have every summer. But, you know, I've got guys who were down there covering it that came back and saying, oh, man, all the agents are talking about is, you know, that Giannis might get moved. Because what else are the Bucks going to do without Damian Lillard next year and all the draft picks that they've given away? So there's got to be some fire with that smoke.
Well, you'd think so.
We'll find out.
The story, though, this week about them supposedly offering the Spurs, and it was like, you know, basically the world, you know, like they're four starters and five first-round draft choices. I thought that was a good indication that they're not interested in moving him.
That, and here's the other thing. See, the agents are hearing, you know, the Bucks are picking up the phone. Whether they pick it up or they're taking calls, but the fact is, any general manager in any league, you know, whether you're the Jaguars or the Green Bay Packers, because you know I get this from Gutekunst all the time, we have to assess what the market is, you know, and so we're just talking here, but you take phone calls, you make calls out because you're trying to predict what the market is and what the value is on certain players. In your league, it happens all the time. If you're not doing that, you're not doing due diligence. You know, if you and I are working in some sort of business like plumbing or whatever, we're going to call around to find out how much the parts cost before we decide, you know, to make up our minds. And so I think there's just a little bit of that going on. Just, all right, if we did something like that, how much could we get for it? You know, what before we decide what our own budget is and our own future is in terms of, you know, handling this.
Right. Okay. We've taken enough of your time, Mike. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Mike Clemens joining us on WRCO Sports. It's a celebration 40 years in the making. Muscadet Mini Mart is turning 40, and you're invited. Join the fun this Friday, June 20th from 11 until 2. There'll be kids' bounce houses, ice cream treats, free brats and hot dogs, and exciting giveaways. And don't miss your chance to celebrate Kathy's retirement. Come and enjoy her smile and wish her the very best as she starts a brand new chapter. It's all happening at Muscadet Mini Mart, where friends, family, and community come together in Muscadet. Don't miss the 40th anniversary celebration Friday.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Thanks for joining us at WRCO. It's time for a flashback, a vintage Paul Harvey program on WRCO.
Now, the rest of the story. It ran in the family, of course, manic depression, or something like manic depression. Now Eugene was certain that he had succumbed to it. The highs, well, if only they'd last indefinitely, but naturally they didn't. In fact, they were inevitably followed by lows so low that Eugene feared the worst, that he was having a nervous breakdown. He was turning into his father, wasn't he? His father, Percy, a big band saxophone player who eventually sold his instrument and his dreams and settled for a third-rate accountant's job, a job so unsatisfying that he hardly minded getting fired and plunging his family into poverty. Nice fellow, Eugene's father. Nice to a fault, would hand you his shirt in the desert even if the sun was blistering his own back. And for his niceness, what did he get? More people asking for his shirt. And a standard greeting from his father-in-law, "Hey, loser." Pops just wanted folks to like him, didn't he? What was so wrong with that? Well, everything was wrong with that, Eugene surmised. Now, barely in his 20s, he realized that he was afflicted with that same disease. Please, somebody, like me. Maybe Eugene should just try to relax a little and make a painting or something. So he made a painting of his father, his dad holding a stopwatch and a starter's pistol. Eugene titled the painting, "Waiting to Die." The more he stared at the canvas, the more he remembered of the teenage years he'd tried to forget. Pops was just receiving his pink slip and was telling Eugene and his mother and three siblings what life was going to be like for them. They'd be selling the house. They'd be living in their VW camper van. The boys would be dropping out of school so they could all go to work, Dad included, in the local tire rim factory as night guards and janitors. "We're going to be homeless?" Eugene asked Pops incredulously. Yes, they were going to be homeless. And everything Dad had predicted did come to pass. Slowly, relentlessly, the anger grew inside 13-year-old Eugene. Anger so intense that in the months that went by, he and his brother John sometimes got drunk on beer and went out on sprees of vandalism. That is, when they were not pushing those electric sweepers down the aisles of the tire rim factory. Suddenly, Eugene jolted from his dark reverie. Still staring at the painting that he had once completed, his eyes drifted to the starter's pistol in his father's hand, but it wasn't a starter's pistol at all. It was a loaded gun, and his father in the painting was preparing to commit suicide. One way or another, Eugene decided this was not going to happen to him. Whatever it took, he would leave the painful memories of living in a camper van in Newmarket, Ontario, where they were in the past. And love Pops though he did, and always would, he would never ever become his father. And he never did, except for once, in a character he created for a motion picture called The Mask, a mild-mannered, ineffectual daydreamer named Stanley Ipkiss, based on Eugene's real-life father. Until this moment, I think you never knew the desperate young man haunted by recollections of homelessness and so certain that he was losing his mind. But you have seen his nervous breakdowns, if only on the movie screen. The incomparable, overwhelming, over-the-top art of James Eugene Carey. Jim Carrey? That's right, the comedian Jim Carrey. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Are you tired of paying rent and building someone else's equity? It's time to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment and start investing in your future. Divorce your landlord today and step into home ownership. Whether it's your first home, dream home, or anything in between, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help you make that leap. Call us now. 608-738-8765 and see how easy it can be to own your own home. Why rent when you can own? The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you say goodbye to renting and hello to your new home.
64 degrees at WRCO Radio as we greet you this morning, just ahead of our trivia question of the day. With a brand new release that has done very well in the last few weeks, this is Lainey Wilson, Fresh from the Country. It's sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance. Song into the top 30 this week, Lainey Wilson, Somewhere Over Laredo. 8:43 the time. Our trivia question of the day today nets you a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. A chance to brighten your day today. Our question is this. The first caller to get through the line with the right answer wins some cookies from Christie's, by the way. The only U.S. state that borders only one other U.S. state. 608-647-4155. A geography question. The only U.S. state that borders only one other U.S. state. 608-647-4155. This song doing well into the top five this week for Ella Langley.
was a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off.
Langley from the Current Country Top 5. Congrats to our winner today, Monica Felton, who came through the line with the right answer. The only U.S. state that borders only one other state. We had lots of guesses for some eastern states, some original colonies along the way. The right answer is Maine. The U.S. state of Maine, the only one that borders only one other state. So there you go. Congrats to Monica. Monica wins courtesy of our friends at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, downtown Richland Center. They are, of course, family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products, and the home of Kenny the Wannabe Baker.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there. We'll be right back.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin would like to congratulate all area graduates and athletes. Your hard work and dedication to sports and academics has prepared you for the game of life. And whether that game is taking you to work, class, or exploring the world, don't play driver roulette with fancy named ride shares. Call the hometown favorites at Town Taxi. We have vehicles for every situation, including airport service and wheelchair accommodations. So whether you want to get up, get out of here, gone, or you just want to go home, Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin can help. Call 608-647-3114 today.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
The Richland Resilience Group Prairie Work Day at Frank's Hill scheduled for today. That has been postponed because of this morning's rain. And the rummage sale scheduled for today and tomorrow at Willard's Lane Blue River has been canceled due to the forecast. Also a reminder that Willow Valley United Methodist Church's Strawberry Shortcake Social will not be held tonight. Our Fresh from the Country get-together is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records. It's a celebration 40 years in the making. Muscadet Mini Mart is turning 40, and you're invited. Join the fun this Friday, June 20th from 11 until 2. There'll be kids' bounce houses, ice cream treats, free brats and hot dogs, and exciting giveaways. And don't miss your chance to celebrate Kathy's retirement. Come and enjoy her smile and wish her the very best as she starts a brand new chapter. It's all happening at Muscadet Mini Mart, where friends, family, and community come together in Muscadet. Don't miss the 40th anniversary celebration Friday.
That's going on today. Should be a big doings there in Muscadet. Look forward to hearing about it. Maybe Hank Bray can go down and get us some free stuff there. Anyway, let's see what else is going on. Oh, yeah, this song's been moving and grooving for Bailey Zimmerman with Luke Combs. It's called Backup Plan.
Far as I
the bone. But if you're doing what you love and it kills you, well, you can live with that all day long. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you got a do or die dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the closed minders. If it's in your blood, falling down ain't enough to change you. You were born to be getting back up. That's the only backup plan you need. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you got a do or die dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the closed minders. If it's in your blood, falling down ain't enough to change who you were born to be. Getting back up, that's the only backup plan you need.
A backup plan from Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs. And now, this week's most played country song across the land. It's been hanging around for a while. It's a great story song from Kane Brown. Number one most played in country this week, Backseat Driver.
In a Mickey D's drive-thru, two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane. Dog run by. Squirrels have houses in the trees. Wild God puts stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. On the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Wild God put stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, 'Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by?'" Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish
coffee and a little bitty orange juice.
Number one this week, Kane Brown and Backseat Driver. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again later. Some friends from the Richland School District will be in the morning show studios next hour on WRCO-FM Richland Center. Enjoy your day and your weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. The 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center Family Fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel now reporting about 20 missiles being fired from Iran into its airspace. Iran says Israel struck a hospital in Tehran overnight, third hospital to come under attack. For the first time in the eight-day war, there are talks, but Israel is not there.
This morning, European diplomats meeting with Iranian officials in Geneva to try and find a negotiated end to the conflict. But Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, saying they won't talk with anyone while Israel continues to attack.
ABC News chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell, President Trump is giving himself 2 weeks to decide whether to attack Iran, possibly by attempting to destroy a nuclear facility so deeply buried it is considered safe from all but America's bunker-busting bombs. The appeals court allows President Trump to keep control of National Guard troops that he deployed to Los Angeles following protests. Extreme heat advisories for the central U.S. on this, the first